Welcome to Ag Matters, covering the positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Matters Radio. I am your host, Amy Pettit, and in the studio with me this morning is Alex Davis, who wears many hats in the community. But this morning, Alex and I are going to chat about the Center Market, Alaska's, well, should we call it first? And are you still the only year-round farmer's market, Alex?
We'd have to split hairs to call me the only anymore.
Oh, okay. But the first year-round
Definitely the first. I've been doing year-round farmers marketing for 9 years.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow. Time flies.
I know. Well, I've known you 13.
Yeah.
And so I've been year-round 9 years, and the Center Market's not quite as old as that, but that was definitely part of what grew out of my year-round marketing was more people wanting to join.
Yeah.
And about halfway through 5 years ago or so, we went twice a week year-round, and then last year in January, we opened up a third day.
Wow.
So this year, we will have logged about 150 markets.
Wow. Yeah. So 3 days a week at the mall, the Sears Mall in Anchorage.
Yes.
And what 3 days of the week are you there?
We are there Wednesday 10 to 6, Friday 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 4.
Wow. Okay. So lots of options for Anchorage folks to come and source local. Before we get into more details about the market, Alex, I always like to start by talking to my guests about their background in agriculture in particular and what brought you to Alaska. So tell us a little bit about your history. What made you want to be a farmer?
I think I kind of dumb lucked into farming. When I was a teenager, I grew up in Michigan, and I worked on Christmas tree farms.
Okay.
And I worked for a dairyman who had inherited a huge amount of Christmas trees, and he didn't know anything about Christmas trees. He knew dairy.
Okay.
And when we weren't trimming Christmas trees for him, we were helping on the dairy, which was interesting, nasty work typically, because it was like, hey, we got the sewer lagoon. Time for you to pump it out and put it on the field so we can grow better corn. And fix the pipe before it blows up in your face type of work.
Yeah.
It was pretty gruesome for a 17-year-old, but you learn how to run really fast. And so anyway, I moved to Alaska in 1997.
Okay.
To Glen Allen, where I went to Alaska Bible College for 4 years. And that's where I met my wife. And we were married at the end of my senior year, the end of her freshman year.
Okay.
And she grew up here in Palmer. She's part of the DeVilbiss clan. So they've been here since the 50s.
Right.
And so when she graduated college, we kind of moved back to the farm to help out. And then a month into helping out, my brother-in-law, Gerald, says, I got hay in the field and vegetables in the field. You want to just do the vegetables?
Oh.
And that put me on the track to doing what I'm doing now 13 years later, which is not at all what I thought I'd be doing 13 years ago.
Wow, that's an interesting little, I didn't know that that's how it happened.
Yeah, it was pretty straightforward. We'd come down from Glen Allen, and we'd help out at the market, and Saturdays at Anchorage Farmers Market back when it was at the Daily News.
Right.
And so I knew the customer base, I knew the product, and Gerald's just like, I got too much work to do. Hay's down, I got to do hay.
Yeah.
And so he said, want to do the veg? And I said, sure. And my wife's kind of grimaced ever since, but we do make a good team. It's been some bumps and bruises along the way, but we've made it work very well.
Sure. Well, a full-time farm and then three farmers markets a week in Anchorage.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hours you're logging.
Yeah, it is. And I'm thankful I have the help I have now. Last year when we first started to do 3 days a week in Anchorage, I did the first 6 months, 3 days a week straight by myself.
Oh my word.
And so just
you might as well have a dairy
commute
farm.
Time and time at the market was a 40-hour a week job.
Yeah.
And then there was prep and pigs to chase and things like that.
Right.
So
man.
I almost worked myself straight into the ground doing that for 6 months.
I bet.
And it's nice. Now I've got a friend that covers 1 day a week for me. So
okay.
I only drive in twice a week.
Okay. Well, that's good. Very good. So the Center Market at Sears Mall, 3 days a week. If folks have not been to the market before, where can they go? Do you have a website where they can go to learn more information or get market updates, et cetera?
I do. The easiest one for me to remember is 907market.com.
Okay.
I've also got a Facebook presence. It is The Center Market.
The Center Market. Okay.
Maybe a key at the end. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it should be close enough where you can fudge it in a Facebook search.
Yeah.
And then I've got a personal Facebook page. It's AD Farm. It's my initial. So it's A period D period farm. And otherwise you'll find some advertising firm or something. I don't know.
Okay. Good to know. We will link to the appropriate social media sites when we post the recording of the show as well. So it's December outside. What is available at the market, this time of year?
Lots. We've got, personally, I do lots of potatoes, beets, carrots, cabbage, things that keep. That was kind of where I chose to specialize because I was always trying to figure out how to make money year round.
Right.
I didn't want to live like a commercial fisherman where you make good money 3 months out of the year and it gets grim.
Boom and bust.
So, you know, I wanted to do elongated seasons. I didn't want to get into hoop houses because I'm in a very high wind area. And as Amy can testify, she used to live next door basically to my farm. And it blows really hard up there.
It does.
And so I chose to kind of go what's shelf stable.
Okay.
And so we've got a lot of that for other vendors. I've got one guy who specializes in dog treats. I've got Monica's Confections. They're based out of Wasilla. Wonderful peanut brittle and candies and things. Excellent food.
Yep.
And I've got Jonesers. They do handcrafted nectars. Earthworks Farms. They're doing a lot of bee-based cosmetic type stuff. They also sell honey. I've got Rempel Family Farm. Mark and I go back 13 years. He goes back with the family forever. My wife picked carrots for him when she was a little girl. So he's got his full winter lineup. He's got winter squash and lots of wonderful stuff that I don't even bother to do. I don't have the space.
So still lots of vegetables, storage vegetables.
Lots
available.
Of storage vegetables. We also work with Alaska Seeds of Change, so we've got fresh microgreens. I work with Alaska Sprouts, so I've got the fresh microgreens. Seeds of Change is a little bit more hydroponic, just greens, but they're selling fresh kale that they're picking. They're selling chervil, all sorts of really cool stuff.
Very good.
I work with Far North Fungi, Northern Lights Mushrooms. And Northern Lights Mushrooms. I've worked with both in the past.
Okay.
Anyway, so we've got fresh mushrooms at the market. I raise my own pigs. I also raise goats, so I've got cuts of those. My brother-in-law does grass-fed beef that I sell. Mark Rempel's got his own yaks that he sells, so we've got meat options. Currently, I've got a guy that comes up from Seward to sell seafood. He was on the boat that caught the fish.
Wow.
And so it's really kind of a neat...
Sounds like you can get
short supply chain group.
And it sounds like you can get everything you might need for your dinner plate.
Just about anything.
Yeah, that's incredible. And so, Alex, what made you, it's an indoor market.
It is an indoor market.
Indoor year round.
Indoor year round. It never rains on me when I'm at the market.
Okay. Perfect. And is that what made you want to go inside with the market?
Well, a lot of it came down to the practicality of mid-October hits. You have to find an inside venue.
Right.
Because your potatoes are going to freeze, then they're no good. And why'd I bring potatoes to ruin them?
Right.
So, you know, we roll the dice on things freezing or not freezing in the truck on the commute. You hope you don't have a 5 below day, and then it's really hard to keep the back of the truck thawed.
Yeah.
But usually we do okay with that. And so it was just, how do you make that work? What do you do? So, you know, when we started out... Well, I started out doing outside, and then I was inside the Northway Mall for 2 winters, I think, by myself. And then Mark Rempel came along and saw the validity to what I was doing. Stockwell Farm, Capriccio Specialties, and all of a sudden it became kind of a market, but there was no management because it was all of us renting kiosk space from the Northway Mall.
Oh, okay.
And so when we were able to move over to the mall at Sears, that was when it kind of became, let's have a market, a focus, an advertising budget, turn it into something more than six guys hanging out and trying to schlep vegetables.
Right, right.
So we, you know, it was part of that natural evolution. So we'd been outside all summer long doing okay, you know, but, you know, October comes and you're like, I've got lots of crop to sell and I need a spot to be.
Yeah.
And since we were already at the mall at Sears, and when we first talked to them, we were like, we'd really like to be inside for the winter. And so we only did, I think, one summer outside, and that was our first summer.
Okay.
And once we moved inside, we just kind of got used to the routine of being inside. The weather's always good inside.
Yeah.
And so we stayed inside.
Yeah, there you go.
And so it worked out really well for us. You know, it's kind of a pain to set up. It takes a lot longer. And and so it's not really attractive to a lot of farmers, you know, especially during peak seasons in the summer. It's just a lot of work to haul everything back and forth. But I can usually get all of my stuff hauled in and set up ready to go in an hour and a half. You know, if I was out in the lot, probably 45 minutes, but then I got to deal with the wind and the rain and hopefully the sunshine not turning my broccoli yellow.
Sure.
So there's some pros and cons. You know, the hardest thing with being inside is people are used to outside markets.
Sure.
And they want to see the canopies outside, and that's wonderful, but we don't do that.
Yeah.
I've thought about just setting up dummy canopies out in the parking lot to channel people in because it's like, we're not here. Outside. But everybody's perception is, it's July, you should be. And I'm like, but it's raining sideways today. I don't want to be.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, Alex, I'm going to interrupt you real quick to remind listeners that this is Ag Matters Radio. I'm the host, Amy Pettit, and with me this morning is Alex Davis, the manager of the Center Market. That's the official title,
yes.
Right? The Center Market.
Yes, that is the name of the business.
Okay, very good. And tell me again, how many years old is that market? You said 4 or 5 years?
No, I think we're about 8 years old.
8 years old, okay.
Yeah, I've been trying to rack my brain. Usually I look once a year to see when my big anniversaries are and what's coming up. And things have kind of been eclipsed by the whole, I'm actually going to have my stuff available in Anchorage 150 sometimes this year, and it's not through a grocery store.
Yeah.
So kind of everything in my mind gets a little jarbled, but nearest I can figure, we've been inside the mall at Sears for 7 years now.
Okay.
I'd really have to go back and look at some dates back in the archives to figure out.
Yeah, it might be worth nailing down so you can celebrate it. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So one question that comes to mind, there are a few restaurants there in that mall. Have any of them started utilizing your product as a result of the market being there or other vendors' products?
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay.
I do some marketing with Seven Glaciers at LA Esca.
Yep.
Sweet 100 is a big supporter of mine.
Yeah, for a long time,
I've been working with them 8-9 years.
Yeah.
Since I started to grow carrots. Like, the minute I grew carrots, they tripped across me, and they've loved my carrots ever since.
Good.
And now they love my Yukon Gold potatoes, too. So I've been dropping off for the last 8 weeks, probably 250, 300 pounds of potatoes a week, and about 150 pounds of carrots a week for them to put in their menu.
To Sweet 100.
To Sweet 100. That's like a small grocery store hitting you.
Yeah.
And
that's great.
For a little guy, that's significant.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're chewing through the potato stock pretty well.
Yeah. Good. Good. So talk to me then a little bit about the future of the market. If you could pull out your magic eight ball or your crystal ball and tell me what do you hope the market will look like in the next 3 to 5 years? What changes do you see on the horizon?
I think the big change is going to come from trying to figure out how to deal with customers as shopping habits change.
Okay.
I know Alaska's response isn't quite as fast as the lower 48 to things like online shopping and Amazon delivering your groceries. And really, Amazon's probably never going to deliver groceries in Anchorage because there's just not enough people. But those are definite market shifts that can affect things.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm always kind of kicking around trying to figure out better way to maybe do a collective online store type food hub type thing.
Yeah.
But I'm not really settled yet on how to go. It's just like a lot of people used to ask me, you know, to do CSAs. And I'd say, well, why don't you just come to the market and pick out exactly what you want? You know, it's like, rather than me drowning you in broccoli this week.
Yeah.
Come to the market and shop.
Yep.
And I understand the convenience of the box. I understand the convenience of online shopping. I'm guilty of that. But at a certain point, you still got to know the people that grew your stuff.
Right.
And, or you should. And especially when you're talking, you know, and you've got health concerns, you want organic or you want certified organic. Do you want, you know, what did my pigs eat? Well, yeah. You're only going to get that answer really by coming and talking to me.
Right.
You know, and I will show you the nice, beautiful photo of the barley fodder I grow for my pigs. You know, so my pigs can eat barley grass 365 days a year.
Right.
And so there's that explanation it comes with that you're really only going to get if you come and meet me. And because I cut my teeth as a direct marketer, it's always been know your farmer, know your farm, know your food.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I've never dealt with a grocery store for more than 4 weeks straight. You know, it's not a fit for me. So it's, you know, but it's as far as market shifts, you know, I think it's knowing your farmer and your food is always going to be highly important. At least that's always going to be the drum I'm going to beat.
Sure.
But there's also watching the trends to see what can change. Because, you know, as a producer, when you're relying on this for your livelihood, and we have for 11 years, you know, the first 2 years I worked outside the home in the winter. But, you know, once we went year-round, this was what I did.
Yeah.
And so when it's your livelihood, you always have to be aware of market shifts, what's up and coming. You know, and you can be a little bit lax and go, well, you know, that's big in Seattle right now. But what's big in Seattle right now is probably going to affect you in 5 years.
Here. Right. Yeah.
So because things change.
Yep.
And so, I'm very fond in business of saying if it's not growing and changing and basically a live, living business, it'll be a dead one soon.
Yeah.
You know, because it always has to evolve and change. You know, we went from, you know, summer to lengthened season to year round to multiple days year round all over a stretch of 13 years.
Yeah.
But it has been consistently changing, growing, evolving, and adapting.
Yeah.
And so it has to, because really the market's as much alive as the produce I sell.
Yeah. Do you see, in that regard, do you see expanding to additional days, or is 3 days where you want to be?
Well, 3 days wasn't where I wanted to be, but it was, I think it was inevitable, and it was a way to capture more customers.
Sure.
And, I don't know. I've had some people approach me about more days. The hard thing is I am a full-time farmer.
Yeah.
So
unless you hire somebody to run the market for you.
Unless I'm going to hire it out. It really, you know, and then you start having to trust somebody with your baby.
Yeah.
And, you know, my kids aren't old enough where I can, you know, my kids don't have driver's licenses yet. So I could set them up to help me at the market, but I can't send them to a market.
Without you.
Yeah. Because they're just, you know, they can't drive yet. So yeah. I can't toss them the keys to the van and say, set it up and go.
Yeah.
You know, it can't happen yet. So I think as my kids get older, some things will evolve and change a little bit more, but I don't know how large that window is. I don't know what they want to do when they grow up, and I'm not the type of guy that pushes them where you got to farm. If they want to farm, I want them to have better success faster than I had it, because it's been a lot of struggle to build a farm that produces for year round.
Sure.
I want, you know, but I also want them to have enough struggle where they know it takes a lot of work.
Yeah, right.
Because I'm not giving them a silver spoon.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we were blessed in that we were able to have access to land without a mortgage on it.
Right.
But everything else has kind of been fight for it, tooth and claw.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I do a lot of training with my kids. You know, my three oldest girls, they all know how to count cash back. They all know how to run a cash register. And it's great because you get that nice family feel to it. And my older one, you know, I've taught her some things about managing, and I've kind of pushed her, you know, and you'd start taking high school classes, maybe some AP classes for college, advertising, marketing, because those are things that are great. Doesn't matter what she does.
Sure. Yep.
But if she chose to do agriculture or help in marketing, very handy, because those are some tools I don't have. I've had to just, you know, bumble through.
Yeah. Yeah. One more interruption and reminder that this is Ag Matters Radio. I am Amy Pettit, and with me in the studio this morning is Alex Davis, the manager, owner, manager of the Center Market in Anchorage, which is 3 days a week. You said Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday every week with, it sounded like 5 to 9 vendors this time of year?
This time of year, yeah. We've got a good crew of us that are there 3 days a week right now. Some people are Saturday specific.
Okay.
Some people are trying to do Friday, Saturday. Depends on how it all works for us. Obviously, my stuff's there 3 days a week. But for 3 day a week vendors, I'm there. Monica's Convection's there. Doggy Decadence is trying to be there 3 days a week. Jonesers is there 3 days a week. So there's four of us that are 3 days a week, and then there's others that join in.
Very good. Alex, are you currently seeking additional vendors? If someone were listening and thinking they wanted an outlet for their product in Anchorage, are you looking for more?
I'm always interested to talk to people about what they do.
Okay.
Because I'm always surprised on what people do.
Yeah.
So I'm always looking for cool food. And so it's never a bad idea to talk to more people about what they've got available, because really when I started to farm, I knew farmers.
Sure.
And most of my vendors are not farmers.
Yeah.
So it became knowing them, getting to know more people, getting to know cool food, what people really want, and working with each other. So I'm always up for talking for people. If you wanted to ask me what I really like to see at my market, I would really like to see a good baker.
A baker?
Okay. Yeah, we have not had a good bakery really ever.
Okay.
And, people like their cookies, people like their cakes, people like good bread.
Yeah.
And, we sell a lot of stuff that goes with the rest of it.
There you go.
There's a lot of options, but, it's always worthwhile to come by and talk to me at the market. You could catch me on a Wednesday or Saturday. I'll be doing 2 Fridays here in the next couple of weeks because my one guy's gone.
Okay.
But
contact you through the social media page or through your website.
Or you could always call me. My number's really easy. 355-FARM.
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 Okay. Very good. So we're the time always flies right by, Alex, and we are almost already done. So let's spend a little bit of time talking specifically about your farm, AD Farm, you said. And the different products that you grow there. I'd specifically like to talk about the pigs because I know you're kind of known for your pigs and that pork product. So tell us a little bit about what type of hogs you have up there on Lazy Mountain. And there's a big holiday meal coming up. People might be looking for products. So tell us what you have available.
All right. So what I'm growing, I do heritage breed pigs in a pasture. So no confinement. The bloodlines are totally different. The genetics are totally different from a pig that will tolerate living in a cell.
Okay.
Mine would not. They get squirrely and probably hurt somebody. They love room to roam.
Okay.
And they're very easy animals to work with in that type of a situation. For feed, they are on barley fodder, which is a living grass when they get fed it. I also get them beer mash from a local brewery and field peas, and then they get my unwanted produce.
Okay.
So that is what they're on. They're in a 6-acre pasture. In the summer, they're eating pasture grass. This time of year, they're just kind of wandering around playing with snow.
Yeah. They live outside all year. They're happy.
They have barns available.
Okay.
Barns are not required by me for them to live in. I just make sure they have enough living space so they can get out of the weather.
Yeah. That wind you mentioned.
Yeah, that wind I mentioned can be pretty mean. But, in the summer, most of them sleep under the stars all the time. They just pick a favorite tree and that's where they'll sleep.
Very good.
And so in the winter, they'll huddle up. I've got 4 different barns for the main herd. And then my sow barn's got 7 stalls and they've all got outside exercise paddocks that they can use.
Okay.
And so none of my animals are tightly confined.
How many hogs do you have on the place now, roughly?
We had 2 litters last week, so that boosts my numbers up a little bit. Right now, I think we've got somewhere around 80.
And whoa.
You're talking piglets to full-grown sows, the breeding stock, to butcher pigs. I dropped one off today at the meat plant that was 343 pounds.
Wow.
And that's a lot of pork. That was the biggest pig I had that wasn't a breeder.
Okay.
And so I was like, yeah, time to get in the truck. And so, and then I've got the younger ones. I have some that are around 300 pounds all the way down to 50 pounds. You know,
yeah.
Just kind of depends on what you want. So I can always do barbecue pigs. I could do half or whole hogs for people. Or if you just want cuts, I do cuts. I do the 40-pound boxes, which was a big success with your drawing a couple years ago.
Yeah, yep.
And, you know, I'm always looking to accommodate. So, but nice, beautiful, clean pork. It looks a lot like beef because of the exercise and the genetics. It's a very dark red meat.
Okay.
Don't ever come to me asking for the other white meat because I don't know what that is.
Good to know.
Yeah, and also because of the heritage breeds tend to be a fattier pig, so I've got marbling the whole way through a lot like you do with good grass-fed beef.
Very good.
And so you've got wonderful, beautiful flavors the whole way through the cuts. And so, you know, and I sell pork chops, roasts, sausage, all sorts of pork.
Sounds delicious, and all that is available 3 days a week at the Center Market
it
in
is.
Town. Very good. And if folks, if Valley listeners or Palmer listeners aren't interested in making that trek to Anchorage, can they reach out to you through the Facebook page and they, do local pickup?
I do local special order, yes.
Okay.
And you always call me too on 355 Farm.
Very good. Perfect. Well, Alex, thanks so much for joining me here on Ag Matters Radio. It's been a pleasure learning more about the Center Market, and I look forward to talking to you again.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Been listening to Ag Matters, covering positive agriculture stories from across Alaska with your host, Amy Pettit of the Alaska Farmland Trust. Ag Matters is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. For more information about this program, email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.